Should the public have a right to know the original source of all campaign spending? That's the question at hand on the ballot thanks to Proposition 211, otherwise known as the Voters' Right to Know Act. KJZZ's Ben Giles reports.
Prop 211 goes by another name, Stop Dark Money. That's when the source of money spent to influence the outcome of an election is kept secret. For the most part, politically active nonprofits aren't legally obligated to disclose the names of their donors.
Right now, you can continue to use what we call dark money, anonymous money, to pay for tens of millions of dollars of political advertising.
Former Arizona Attorney General Terry Goddard, who helped draft Prop 211, thinks that needs to change.
In other words, if you spend money on media, you can't hide behind some kind of a phony baloney legal shield. You've got to say who the original source of the cash that is used for the advertisements is.
It's tough to describe the scope of the problem, but by one estimate, produced by Open Secrets, a nonpartisan organization that tracks money in U.S. politics, more than $1 billion in dark money was spent during the 2020 election season. And that's just at the federal level. Under Goddard's plan, anyone, either individuals or political groups, spending more than $50,000 to influence an election in Arizona would have to disclose the original source of any donations they receive that exceed $5,000. The original source aspect is key. Goddard says Prop 211 is designed to ensure money is traced to an original donor rather than laundered through opaque nonprofits and political groups. A group representing Arizona business interests says it's not so simple.
What we're talking about here is for simply supporting an organization or a group, you could have your information turned over to the government, put on public records, in which that information could be used to dox, harass, intimidate, even threaten people for simply the organizations or the positions or the causes that they support.
Scott Musi is the president of the Arizona Free Enterprise Club. He warns open-ended investigations will sweep up affiliated organizations and individual donors who are completely in the dark about political messages from groups they once supported financially.
This initiative goes after what they define as original source money, which means they could go after a group and then force them to hand over their list of donors, and then any organization that maybe affiliates with that group would then be subject to audits, harassment, and investigations under this measure.
Goddard says that's why there's a minimum contribution limit of $5,000 when it comes to donors who'd be identified. The point, he says, is not to go after small-time donors, but rather large donations that are made in such a way to intentionally stay hidden. Goddard says that'll create a level of accountability now lacking in anonymous political messages, both for nonprofits who hide their donors and the donors themselves.
So they're never held accountable. They're not responsible for the message that's being sent out. And those messages have only one purpose, and that is to win by whatever means is possible, by defamation, by outright lying, if necessary.
Goddard says that lack of accountability is perverting political discourse. He bets people and nonprofits would behave differently if payments for those messages were traced back to a company or individual. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
This story is part of an ongoing series about the candidates and issues on your ballot this fall. For more information, go to voterguide.kjzz.org.